Fed nor dished out more than $8.7 million to tourism operators, organizations and communities across northern Ontario last week to assist with the pandemic reopening rebound. A news release from the federal funding agency said the pandemic had an undeniable impact on the tourism sector. Dipping into the Tourism Relief Fund should help with the preparations to welcome back travelers and vacationers. Thunder Bay Superior North and Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu made the June 4 announcement of investments totaling $8,750,385 to support 58 tourism projects across the region. In the Northeast, $500,000 to the Municipality of Callander to complete waterfront infrastructure upgrades, $102,500 to Park to Park Trail Association to develop interpretive signage and associated digital interpretive program in the Parry Sound, Muskoka, Almaguin Highlands, and Algonquin Park area, $50,000 to Camp Conowango to upgrade and expand the business and extend its operating season. $99,999 to Martin River Escapes to modernize and adapt its services with modern amenities and green technologies. $494,250 to the town of Parry Sound to complete the design of the Bobby Orr Hall of Fame. $305,555 to the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs to purchase 5 Mogul Master and 2 Sir Track Drags. $162,000 to the Township of Muskoka Lakes to remove and replace its decommissioned municipal dock. $100,000 to Santis Village to support a major infrastructure project that is needed to support expansion plans in the Muskoka region. $95,000 to Les Suites des Présidents Suites to make improvements to its glamping operation on Far Island on Lake Temiscaming. $100,000 to Catawoda Cottages to make improvements to its operations to enable the resort to operate year-round at Nobel. $96,250 to Haileybury Beach Motel to modernize its accommodations. $243,000 to Destination Northern Ontario to undertake a pan-northern accommodation sector recovery and development initiative. $500,000 to Patterson Cay Resort to build 4 cottages and refurbish 11 others in Bracebridge. $492,184 to Wikimaikong Development Commission to support the second phase of the Point Grandine Park Development Project. $357,500 to the town of Gravenhurst to enhance the Muskoka Wharf and create new product offerings. $264,376 to the Township of Billings to advance the second phase of its Kagawang Water Front redevelopment plan. $249,000 to the town of Gore Bay to upgrade its waterfront and boardwalk. $100,000 to Tom Ray Lodge Limited to enhance and create new product offerings at their resort in Nipissing. $187,600 to the township of Gautier to revitalize its waterfront. $159,871 to Georgian Bay Biosphere Reserve to develop sustainable eco-adventure and cultural tourism products. $100,000 to North Channel Cruise Line to modernize and complete clean energy upgrades to its 100-passenger tour vessel on Manitoulin Island. $100,000 to Island 10 Fishing Retreat to modernize its operations and increase efficiencies by adopting environmentally sustainable practices. $100,000 to Forest Rock Cottage Resort to modernize its operations and create new tourism experiences. $100,000 to Air Ivanhoe Limited to produce a television series that aired on Wild TV's Canada Out of Doors program. $95,000 to Crane's Lochhaven Wilderness Lodge to reduce emissions, increase efficiencies and extend its operating season. $93,400 to Kirkland and District Community Development Corporation to develop a digitalized tourism assets inventory database and a website for Kirkland Lake. $83,000 to Wolf Den Getaways Limited to construct and equip an outdoor kitchen and dining area at their hostel and nature retreat in Dwight. $75,000 to Township of Larder Lake will install a new lighting system at the Larder Lake Ski Hill, covering all 5 slopes. $50,000 to Olive the Lake to expand and modernize its accommodations in Martin Falls. $42,216 to Lodge on the Point to winterizing cabins to support all seasons use, dock repairs, a new covered gazebo, and adding 2 accessible washrooms. $36,040 to Moon Basin Marina and Cottages to expand its operations and complete eco-friendly upgrades at their tourism venue in McTeer. $500,000 to the town of Blind River to create an accessible dock area with electrical and potable water access at each boat slip. $100,000 to Arrington's Wilderness Islands Limited to modernize its facilities and equipment near the Chaplot Game Preserve. $90,000 to Glassy Bay Outfitters to upgrade its cabins, dock, and hangar to enhance the visitor experience for domestic and international tourists. $80,000 to Moose Horn Lodge to construct a heated snowmobile enclosure. $77,850 to White Lake Lodge to become a year-round operation and tap into new markets. $66,316 to PK Resort to install a solar panel system to provide power at its fly-in location in the White River area. $36,000 to Garson's Fly-In Outpost Limited to upgrade its outpost camps and docks in the Horn Pain and White River regions. $28,671 to Wawa's Hawk Air to purchase boat motors, fuel tanks, and propellers in the Northwest. $500,000 to the Thunder Bay Community Economic Development Commission to revitalize the Pool 6 area of the waterfront. $500,000 to Wilderness North to maintain operations and alleviate financial pressures resulting from the pandemic. $100,000 to Tamarack Island Wilderness Lodge Inc. to winterize lodge facilities. $100,000 to Obabakan Bay Camp to develop an events venue on Lake of the Woods. $100,000 to Miley's Place Resort Limited for a shoreline redevelopment project. $100,000 to Canadian Fly-In Outposts Limited to build two outpost guest cabins. $100,000 to Wolf River Campground to upgrade its infrastructure and RV services. $100,000 to Rendezvous Restaurants of Fort Francis Limited to build an outdoor patio. $100,000 to Pasha Lake Cabins Inc. to upgrade and modernize its operations. $95,000 to Rainy Lake Outfitters Inc. to support the construction of a guest lodge facility. $90,030 to Maynard Lake Lodge to design and install a solar power system at a fly-in location. $80,526 to Maqua Lodge Corporation to winterize their facility for four-season use. $65,000 to Indiawanta Resort to construct an enclosure to process, store and freeze wild game. $63,210 to Cashabowie River Resort Limited to renovate and winterize a building, build a pavilion and develop other recreational resources. $53,776 to Silver Muskie Lodge to improve road access and expansion the solar power system. $43,875 to Corporation of the Township of Atikokan to modernize the Little Falls Community Center. $25,000 to Tinker's Places Limited to renovate and expand its operations. $14,175 to Fort William Curling and Athletic Club Inc. to purchase new ice-making equipment. $3,415 to Municipality of Machin to produce a promotional tourism video.